Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Welcome to DSC's Campfires with Larry Wysoon, a unique blend of hunting, fishing, wildlife conservation, and the outdoor lifestyle. DSC's Campfires is brought to you by DSC, Conservation, Education, and Hunter Advocacy. Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable. Trigicon, brilliant aiming solutions. Taurus, award-winning pistols and revolvers. Mossberg, American built, American strong. Habit, our gear, your adventure. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the campfire. I am at the DSC office, and I've got a very special guest with me today who happens to be the president of the DSC Foundation, Mr. Russell Stacey, also happens to be a hunting partner. So, Russell, you've been involved with DSC for a while, for a long time, in many capacities having to do with the convention, and then you got involved with the DSC Foundation. I'm sure there are people that are listening who know about DSC. There's no question about that. But what about the DSC Foundation? What is the DSC Foundation? And I'm asking this having served as 3 years as a director, and you've graciously kept me on as an advisor. But thank you for that. But what is DSC Foundation?
Well, Larry, thank you first for the introduction. Yes, I have been involved with the DSC for quite some time. I've been a board member on the DSC for 5 years now, and served 2 years on the foundation, and now president of the foundation. Very proud and honored to be a part of that, and also convention chair. So it's been I've been very active. My volunteer role has been quite busy. In fact, I'm a farmer by trade, and sometimes people say, "How do you farm and do what you do there? How do you balance that out?" I said, "Well, I got some really good help back home, so that's how I'm able to pull that off." But thanks for that introduction.
Well, also beyond that, your wife, Miss Mary Edith, and your daughter Kaylee too are very much involved in conservation, and that, I guess when you get right down to it, they're truly a partner in what you do for DSC and DSC Foundation as well too.
Well, Larry, I tell people all the time, me being a board member for Dallas Safari Club or the foundation, y'all are getting a 2-for-1 out of us, because we work as a team, and my wife is very, very active, involved at all levels, convention chair. So when people say, "You're the convention chair," well, I assist the convention chair. The boss is my wife. But we work really well as a team.
You do.
And she loves hunting. She loves outdoors. She loves Dallas Safari Club. And course, Larry, is, you know, we've you've known, I think we go back, that shows our age if I mention that, but, and you've known my wife and I for quite a while before we were involved in Dallas.
Absolutely, yes.
So with our hunting in South Texas, but that was prior to me starting our international travels. But no, Larry, it's you get a 2-for-1, and maybe I should take that to the next level and say 3, because
it is
that
3.
Daughter of mine truly, you know, loves what we do. She's very active volunteer, and a lot of what my wife and I do is because of we want youth in the hunting world. That's the future of our hunting, and that probably gives me. In my mind, that's what I justify all the time I put into it. And so.
I know for a fact that you do occasionally pull the trigger. Really, in the last several years, it's been Kaylee and Mary Edith as well, too. And, of course, y'all have traveled the world as of late and had a chance to hunt several different places. It's given you also the opportunity to get a really good feeling about what DSC does and DSC Foundation does. And initially, we started talking about what is DSC Foundation?
Well, the DSC Foundation... we make grants, not only international grants. We do a lot of North America grants. We do many grants right here in Texas for our mission base, conservation, education, and our main source of income is our mid-year gala that we host each year, and that has been a real big hit. And we do donations and cash contributions. Of course, we get those also. But one of our big sources of income is the gala, and it's become a huge hit. Really good revenue source for us, and it's made us. We've expanded to many. Our grants have doubled or tripled over the last couple of years due to that gala.
Yes. So. It's an absolutely great fun. Unfortunately, I missed this one this past year. I was a speaker at the Jack O'Connor's Hunting Heritage, something I had agreed to like almost 3 years prior to knowing what the date was of the DSC Foundation Gala. But that is a great group of people that shows up for that in terms of providing tremendous financial support for so many different things, but that money goes to so many different ways. It's a vetting process in a way of people asking for grants, but then that goes through numerous processes, I guess I should say, before a grant is issued, is it not?
That's correct. And I've started something new since I've come on board, and not only. We have our grantees come into the meetings, one or two each month, giving presentations on what they're doing with these funds, or what they intend to do with the funds if granted the money, and how many if it's an educational group, for instance, how many kids are they hitting? How many states statewide are they impacting? And those are the kind of things in determining, you know, what level of cash contribution we can do to assist those organizations. And so I think that's been very helpful to the board in the process in making the decisions. Our grants typically come in August 1st, so the deadline's August 1. It's coming up. We already have quite a few and some new ones I'm excited about.
Good.
And I just received a current list a couple of days ago, and I would say about half of them were new to me, and I'm excited about. Some of them are very exciting. Looking forward to going through those and seeing what we can do. So, but we still have a little time on that. But we also ask when we grant these funds for them to give us a report of what they used them for and give us feedback on them. That's all required, and it's always good to see what this hard earned money, what it's done.
It really is, and essentially, I do know that we kind of act more as a clearinghouse than we do anything else for the funds that come in. pretty much everything that comes in goes back out to these grants scattered across the country. And as you mentioned, I know we've done several in Africa in years past, but we do, as you mentioned too, a lot of them in North America. And one of them that's very close to and dear to me is Texas Wildlife Association. I was one of the three co-founders of TWA, and we're now in our 37th year. And I got those folks through you with your help and pushing, and also with Greg Salmons' help.
Correct.
Greg, for years, was served as the president of the Texas Wildlife Association Foundation. Of course, was our president as well, too. But a lot of that money that we've gotten has gone into helping the education programs that TWA has. But we've done the same thing with the Quality Deer Management Association. We've done the same thing, particularly, I know, up like in British Columbia, we've worked very closely with GOABC, right, which is our guide and outfitters, dealing with the situation there having to do with the grizzly bear. But, you know, and there are programs that we worked with all the way throughout. So if there's an organization out there that feels like they are worthy of the job that they're doing in terms of education and conservation, particularly those two stalwarts, if you will, what's the best way for somebody to apply for a grant?
Go on our website. It's the grant for they're on our website. They're easy to fill. They're fillable forms. Send them in. My name and information's on the website. I'll give it right now. I would love to. I had a call as I was traveling here to Dallas today from an organization, and basically they wanted to discuss opportunity of a grant. And so we talked through it. I've set up a meeting for them in August to come do a presentation. I promised the individual I'd have lunch with him in a couple of weeks and hear more about it, what they do, how many people they impact. And so just reach out to me. My information's on the website. But the fillable forms on the website, just go in and fill that form in and send in, and we review them. And, you know, I don't mind sharing my information, Larry. My name's, you know, as Larry said, James Russell Stacy. My information is 318. My phone number is 318-471-7269. Feel free to call me. So.
It's amazing. We've got several different people now. There are 7 people on the board, as I recall.
Correct.
And a lot of these guys have been around for a while. And again, everything that we grant is very, very well vetted. I mean, we've got some advisories, capacities as well, too, as other people around the world for things that we're not aware of. But one of the things I wanted to visit with you about, too, is we've got through DSC 13 chapters. Bruce Borofsky is our chapter guy and is doing an absolutely fabulous job, in my opinion, and I can't wait to spend more time with him again. But and we're looking at more chapters as well, too. Now, there is I think it's 20%, is that right, that goes to DSC Foundation from the chapters, their top money-making, whatever that event is that
actually
year?
Larry, the way that works is 75% of the funds raised at these chapter events stays within the chapter. 20% of the funds raised is directed through the foundation for any of the grant recipients that chapter might choose. So that money is still, they're still directing that money to where they want it to. If they want it to go to education group and they feel TWA has a strong program, or Texas Brigades, which is another one that I'm very fond of, and if they want that money to funds to go to one of those, they can direct those through the foundation to those. So it doesn't come to us. 5% comes to DSC.
To DSC, right.
So out of the proceeds raised. So it's not a big number, but it's as you said, we just held our I think it's our second annual our summit, chapter summit, and it was held in Denver, and it was absolutely phenomenal. Spending time with our presidents, president-elects from the different chapters, and listening to their engagement and what what these chapters do. They're all so different in what they don't all do the same thing. They have different projects that are dear to their heart that they, and Corey Goss, the Heartland chapter, his stands out to me. And
always,
you know,
has, yes.
I shouldn't pick, I'm cherry picking one of the chapters. They're all great chapters,
they
by
are.
The way. But Corey's, he's working with putting kids in the outdoors that are, have some disabilities and putting them in track chairs. And that one there, that one doesn't touch your heart. Nothing will. So
it does. I've had the pleasure of being involved with that, their banquet, and that also helped find places where they could take kids hunting as well, too. And you're right. They do an absolutely fabulous job. Their entire focus is on youth. And then we've got other chapters who are, like such in New Mexico. New Mexico is dealing with a interesting government situation.
Correct.
Right now in terms of hunting. And the New Mexico chapter, which will be the last week of July, I'd probably have been by the time we listen to this, but their primary chapter is to, their purpose is to try to make people more aware in that state as to what they can do to not necessarily, well, to get right at to it, I guess, to change certain policies that are there right
protect
now.
Protect their hunting
protect
rights.
Protect their hunting rights, very much so. And then we've got other chapters who are very much involved in regional projects, and some of them are involved in national and international projects as well, too.
Yeah. Well, they all, there's it's a variety of things they support. They're all really good causes, and it was phenomenal just spending, we spent 2.5 days and Liz, each one had a chance to talk about some of them is 4-H shooting sports, supporting their local shooting sports
right.
teams, getting kids engaged in the outdoors. And you keep hearing me probably say, I say kids a lot and young men and women, because that's one that I think is just probably is the most important out there is keeping our kids engaged and the opportunity, giving them the opportunity to get in the outdoors. That one touches my heart. So
I totally understand. I've been very fortunate to have been a speaker, been involved with several of the chapter banquets, and particularly this year, and I've still got a couple more that I'm doing this year. Every chapter is very much involved in bringing more people into the outdoors, and in particularly in terms of youth. But they're also, like TWA and some of the others that we're supporting now, are also doing adult type programs to get adults involved, because they're, you know, thoughts are that, hey, if mom and dad go hunting and fishing, maybe, you know, little brother and sis will go fishing and hunting as well, too. And so we're doing some of that as well, too. But there's so many different programs that we support through the foundation that is supported. And there are ways that people can help with that support financially, and conservation costs, whether we like it or not, conservation cost dollars. What are some of the ways? We've got some programs within the foundation that are great ways to donate money to really help these causes that we're talking about.
We do, and we have, and you also can be recognized for some of those levels of donation. I mean, I don't want to get into, levels of we've started in the last few years. If you reach a certain level, we call the SCARI. We have a SCARI lounge at our annual convention each year, and if you're at a certain level, you can go in this private lounge, and there's food and beverages, there's snacks, basically way to sit on a sofa for a bit and get off your feet, because as you know, this convention, everybody's looking for a chair or somewhere to sit after a while if you try to walk that floor. And so we've started what we call the SCARI Lounge, and that's been a really big hit at the show. People have enjoyed that, and basically the level on that to be able to access the lounge is $1,000 is the minimum. And I don't know how many people walked up to the door last year this year in January and said, what do we do to make a contribution? Well, you write a check right here. So we had someone at the door taking those checks, and at a $10,000 level, you have access from now on. And we had some of those last year, yes, written too.
Yes.
So, but it doesn't have to be 1,000. It doesn't have to be 10,000. It's, you know, there again, we Brian Van Hole here at the office, reach out to him. We have a donor form on our website.
Absolutely.
Where you can go on and donate. I realize a lot of people can't write a $1,000 check, and that's anything helps as well. Okay, all donations go to really good. We put the money to good use.
Money goes to absolutely fantastic use, and youth as well too.
Yeah.
But you're right. It doesn't have to be $1,000. You know, to me, maybe I could afford $1,000, but there are times when I can't.
Yeah.
And so, but if I can write a check for $50 or $20 or whatever, you know, we welcome those as well too. And so it's a great way to support conservation. And it's one of those ways to where there are no administrative costs that are coming out of your donation. To me, the foundation kind of serves as a clearinghouse. The money comes in and we decide, or based upon grant request, where it goes. Comes in, it goes right back out again.
That's correct.
You can be assured that if you donate to the DSC Foundation, it's going to go somewhere that's really worthwhile. It's not going to go in some individual pocket or some organization's pocket kind of thing.
No, it's all volunteer, Larry. As you and I both know, we put a lot of hours in this, but it's worth. It's been. I've enjoyed what I've done with DSC and the foundation, and I look forward to many more years of.
Well, you and Miss Mary Edith and Kaylee as well too have been tremendously supportive of not only of DSC but the DSC Foundation, and I am so thrilled between you and me and whoever else is listening that you're the president, and I can see so many great things coming up in the future because I know how dedicated you are, know how passionate you are, and I know that you have a way of creating that passion and dedication within other people. And that being the case with us being primarily a volunteer organization, whether it's DSC or DSC Foundation, you know, we got a lot of work ahead of us, but I can't see anything but great things coming in the very near future. And you and I were visiting earlier a little bit. There's some really cool things coming up down the road dealing with DSC and DSC Foundation. And one of the things that I was visiting with Connor Harrison about earlier in a past podcast is that DSC does so much behind the scenes stuff that they never get credit for. But that's not why the people who are involved with the foundation or DSC, they're not looking necessarily for that credit. We're looking at, let's get the job done.
We don't beat on our chest. We just get, let's get things accomplished and go to the next thing and
Amen.
Accomplish that. But I hear that I hear it often. People say, well, y'all need to make the press release and what y'all have done this or y'all have done that. But you know, that a lot of times that just brings a lot of attention that is not needed. So let's just get our work done.
Let's get the job done.
And move on. And that's
exactly.
What we, I think, we're known for.
Yes.
And we do a really good job of that. And there's a lot of things that happen that I really want to share to the world and other people
take credit for occasionally as well too.
That happens quite often, but that's get into all those details. But no, it's We do. I feel like we're one of the main conservation organizations that make things happen.
We do, and that's something I think everybody involved with DSC and DSC Foundation can be so very proud of, that fact there. There's a lot of things that we've done. There are a lot of things we still need to do. And as I mentioned earlier, conservation costs. So if there's any way that you can contribute, and we're talking about in terms of dollars, but also in terms of, we have people that do great donations to, whether it's for the gala or whether it's for something that we do at one of the chapters. And then we've even got some people that have said, hey, when I'm no longer here, your land or my land is going to be the foundation's land. So there are little things like that that can be done, which is a huge thing when you get right down to it.
Yeah. And we've, like you hit on the donations, we have several of our DSC members and non-members that donate for a silent auction, a raffle, even some live auction items.
Oh yeah,
and those are very much appreciated. And just call the office again on those. Anything. We've even had some gun collections left to,
yes,
to us, and those funds, we have a way that we can market these used guns, and we turn them into cash and turn them into money, funds used for all our mission, and so it can be done several ways of donating. So if there's something there, we can figure out a way to use it.
Yeah, we'll figure out a way to make it worthwhile for you, because we are 501(c). And so it's one of those things to where, yes, you're going to be able to use it as a tax write-off, yeah, to begin with, but we'll take whatever you've got and we'll figure out a way to make money out of it that we can put back into conservation, yeah, kind of thing.
And we can you can still have access to that Ascari lounge. Absolutely. With those also.
So. Absolutely.
But no, we also, Larry, have a exciting event coming up in the Woodlands.
Yes, yes.
So at Conroe Taxidermy, and I'm looking forward to that. That event's coming up August 29th? 26th, okay, yeah.
Yes, I just looked again because Russell and I both enjoy hunting pronghorn antelope, and it just so happens the one hunt that we could have done, we can't do now because we're going to be at
New Mexico. Change the dates this,
yes,
year on the opening antelope season, and Larry and I have been told that we're going to not be at our antelope lease. We're going to be in Conroe, Texas that night.
So, but it'll be worthwhile. I'll, yeah, tell you what, if that is such a great event, and we ask that you do register for it, just so that we have some idea, yeah, as to how many people are going to be there, because there'll be food available on site, and there'll of course be some adult libations and some cold drinks beyond that as well, too. It's going to be hot. But that facility is out of this world. And I know we'll have a few very exciting auction items coming up there as well, too. And what a great opportunity to come in and spend time with some very like-minded people.
Yeah.
In the, you know, we'd love for you to come and get to know you and you to get to know us as well, too.
And Larry, I don't even know if I've shared with you, but I do know, you know, Ox Ranch is a big major,
yes,
part of sponsor
very
in that.
Big.
But also here in the last few weeks, Primos Meat Processing in Hondo has stepped up. They're doing a wild game. They're catering the whole event.
Oh, really?
It's going to be a wild game dinner. So would love for y'all. Just call the office. There'll be a link on the website. If you have a problem with that link, call the office and talk to Lisa here at the office in Dallas, and she'll get you registered for that. But it's going to be limited attendance seating there available.
Right.
And I look for that event to fill up quickly.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And we're going to have a live auction. We're going to have raffles. We're going to have silent. We're going to have, I think I counted 17 guns already on the auction and silent auction list. Some really, really nice firearms. So I'm excited. This is going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun. So
it will be an absolute blast. So do that and go to our website. Go to DSCF.org for the foundation website, or BIGGAME.org for DSC, their website. And we need to get on the road, both of us. You stay on the road. I seem to be doing the same thing here as of late. But Russell, thank you so very much for joining us around the campfire. We'll do this again.
Thank you, Larry.
For
thank
too
you
very
for
long, me. And maybe right after the event there at sponsored by Ox Ranch and yeah, Conroe Taxidermy, and that'll be a great time for us to get back together again.
Thank you a lot. So,
ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back here with the DSC Campfire again next week.
DSC's Campfires has also been brought to you by the Crown Bar in the Grange in Round Top, Texas, Texas Wildlife Association, Double Nickel Taxidermy, H3 Whitetail Solutions, and Burnham Brothers Game Calls.
think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow. Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.